Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Vijay Vajaswaran, the energy and green innovation editor of The Economist magazine. Vijay, I learned that the amount of private investment in adapting to a changing world is extremely small, down as in one-digit percentage. The large investment comes from state resources and the World Bank, etc. You present the possibility that that's changing quickly and that it's based upon the profit motive. How do you make profit from adapting to a changing climate?
That's a really good question. It's not obvious, but increasingly, you're seeing economists people in industries like insurance and reinsurance, when they look at the scale of damage that's likely from rising sea levels to property, just to take one relevant sector, even the world's biggest asset manager, BlackRock, the big fund that owns many of the world's assets, they put out a report where they argue that the property sector is going to experience huge losses, not just from the direct impact of, let's say, flooding and high winds and so on. We can all kind of picture that. We understand what that is. But in fact, of renters, for example, stopping paying rent, the value of the properties declining in coastal areas or in risky areas compared to other places, flood insurance and other forms of insurance premiums either going through the roof or becoming completely unavailable, which is increasingly going to happen as these risks become apparent. And so there are multiple factors when you take into account that a stitch in time could actually save nine. That's the thinking now emerging. That is to climate proof or to make your buildings, make your properties, make your countries or cities more resilient and adaptive to the climate change that's going to come. And we know it's coming, might actually save you money. Let me give you a concrete example. Insurance companies in the Caribbean are investing in building up coral reefs, restoring coral reefs, because they know that a healthy coral reef ecosystem acts as a buffer to storms when they come. We know hurricanes and more intense storms are coming, that the damage payouts they'll have to make after the next storm comes or the next storm in 10 years, the storm of the century comes, will be smaller. And so they're thinking ahead about the long term, saying, I will pay out many billions of dollars less in insurance claims because I made the severity of the storm weaker by investing a little bit in these coral reefs today. And they're actually giving lower insurance premiums to the developers and other people in the relevant islands who are helping to invest in it with their own pocketbook. And so these are the kind of innovative models that are emerging.
A spectacular example of not preparing and suffering the consequences are the wildfires of California that were triggered by the Pacific Gas and Electric inadequately detailing its power lines through the natural forest, leading to a vast loss of property and life. And you cite in this that PG&E itself could have benefited enormously if it had anticipated. Are utilities anticipating? Are they being rewarded for it?
PG&E did not, and in fact, it was driven to bankruptcy. They went bankrupt because of the claims and the lawsuits and the costs that were incurred by the horrible damage that was done both to human life but also to communities and property by their negligence in failing to invest. And we can see this in contrast. The utility in Southern California Edison, invested and it continues to invest more than $1 billion a year on what they call climate adaptation, things like putting power lines underground, for example, and weatherproofing their equipment. And they've been doing this because they also have the same wildfire problem in Southern California, and they've done much better, and they've been rewarded. The regulators have allowed them to do this to recover in the rate base, but also we see that utilities across America that are doing better on adaptation investments are being rewarded by investors. The utilities that are publicly traded are getting a premium if they're seen by investors as being smarter and forward-looking on climate resilience, because this is an industry that's on the front lines. We already know this. Just look at Northern California. This can bankrupt you. Investors don't like that.
Yeah, hurricane season is imminent, and you note that there are those who see that storm hardening is a good investment for banks. I mean, it's a good opportunity for banks. It's a good investment for property owners, and especially a good opportunity for entrepreneurs who can promote their storm hardening. Is it happening now, or is this utopian in your measure, Vijay?
It's slow to happen, to be honest. We need to do a lot more of it. You just look at Texas, where we had those devastating blackouts in the last winter. And part of the reason for that was the grid was not weatherized. They did not, unlike other utilities in parts of the U.S., like the Northeast or the Midwest, which regularly weatherize their equipment, the natural gas power lines. In Texas, they didn't do it before the cold snap. They had a warning 10 years ago or so where they had a similar problem. The utility still didn't invest in that, and they're still not doing it. The regulators refused to force them to do it. And the way that the Texas market works, there's no market incentive or payment for keeping reserve capacity and so on. It's a total free market. But it doesn't account for the fact that the weather's changing and this is likely to happen again. So unfortunately, it's not happening everywhere. But if you look in other markets like property, where individual developers can make their decisions whether to upgrade or not, you're beginning to see it. But it has to happen at the level of a community or state or city, because honestly, the weather doesn't distinguish between your building and the one next to you.
A final minute. Is it observable right now that the investor class is a driver for adaptation? In other words, they recognize that you can pay a premium for companies and utilities and property owners who anticipate, and that premium itself will oblige the market to pay attention. Is that observable now, or is that in the future, Vijay? Less than a minute.
We're just beginning to see the beginnings of this. If you look at the total amount of money spent on adaptation and resilience worldwide, less than 2% comes from the private sector as of now. But the numbers are growing, and investors are beginning to recognize it. And I think we're going to see a big push when we see mandatory disclosure of climate risks required by the SEC, for example, in America. The regulator in Europe, it's coming as well. When companies have to disclose their climate risks, then investors will have the confidence on how to pick the companies that are better placed on resilience than the ones that are not. They will punish those that are not preparing for the future, and they'll reward those that are preparing for the future.
Vijay Vajaswaran of The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.